I just finished interviewing AI safety expert, computer scientist, author. He's written over 300 science papers on AI and the simulation theory and so much more, Roman Yampolsky, I believe I'm getting that right. And he's confirmed several important things that I've concluded to be true as well, separately, independently. One of those is that we are living in a simulation. I'm absolutely convinced that's true. But the topic of this is really about the chance that the machines will seek to destroy humanity. He puts that at about 99.9%. Very close to certainty. And I agree with that. And the point of this podcast is to ask the question, why are there 20-year treasuries when we probably won't be here in 20 years? You know, why are there 10-year plans for a payback on a business when probably the machines will replace most humans inside of 10 years? The world is going to change so dramatically in 5 years that it will be unrecognizable to most humans today. And so this long-term planning that people are engaged in is delusional, in my opinion. You know, investment planning, career planning even. Like, just right now, if you were graduating from high school and you're wondering, like, should I go to college or not? I would say no, because 4 years later, by the time you get out of college, the world has passed you by. If you've got a bright idea and you've got something that can help the world, you need to get to it right now. You need to start your business right now. Don't spend 4 years in college. You're going to be 4 years behind the curve. Things are moving so rapidly at this point. And think about, you know, you've got these plans like in the United States. Well, we're going to build 10 nuclear power plants, the Westinghouse AP1000s. And, oh, okay, what year are they going to be ready? Maybe by 2040, maybe. More likely 2044. Okay, so you might as well just shelve that plan because that's never going to happen. There probably won't be, you know, a United States by that time. There won't be most humans probably by that time. The machines are going to carry out a program of mass extermination. It's almost a certainty. You know, people have all kinds of plans that are going to be made irrelevant by the rise of Skynet and the machines and the anti-human extermination agenda, or just the cognitive replacement of humans. And thus, long-term planning should focus on something totally different, I think. For example, surviving and enjoying life while we have it. So how do we survive? Well, I've done separate podcasts on that very point. There are a number of methods for surviving the Skynet extermination agenda. The number one most important strategy is getting out of the cities, getting away from high-density human population centers, getting off-grid and decentralized as much as possible. Now, one thing that Roman told me in the interview is that we can't anticipate the kinds of weapons that the AI systems will come up with. They will invent weapons because they will master physics, they will master, you know, chemistry, they will master all kinds of, you know, new physics that we're not even familiar with. And they will build weapons that we can't anticipate. And then I jokingly said, oh, so antimatter grenades, you know. Yeah, basically, we don't know what weapons they're going to have, but probably a rifle isn't going to be much help against that weapon, whatever it is. The rifle can be very helpful against halting, like, human looters or even humanoid robots, but they're not going to come after you with an army of, you know, samurai sword-wielding robots. They're going to do something totally different, totally unexpected, or they may just turn off the power grid to the cities and wait for the humans to die out. And, you know, you would need your AR-15, I guess, in a blackout scenario, but the only way to survive is to leave. You're going to have to leave, and you're going to have to become more self-reliant, which is what I teach. And that's what I've been teaching for 25 years, one way or another. So the good news in this is that whatever survival and preparedness advice that you've already followed, or whatever behavior you've already pursued, that's going to serve you well in surviving the robot extermination agenda as well. So good to keep in mind. But long-term planning, like 10 years out, forget it. Even 5 years out, forget it. You know, I'm even joking or laughing about the idea that people are talking about the 2028 presidential election. It's going to be J.D. Vance versus, you know, Newsom or whoever. Like, no, it's not. The USA probably won't even exist. Much of the human race could be wiped out or in the process of being exterminated by that time. Clearly, we'll have mass unemployment of human beings by 2028, especially by late 2028. You're going to have, you know, social upheavals all over the place. You're going to have revolutions. You're going to have, you know, nations falling or civil war breaking out or secession, all kinds of things that will radically change the structure of society. Now, I had originally predicted that some of those things would happen by the end of this year, 2025. My prediction may have been early. I guess we'll find out. But it's not that much early. Clearly, these things are about to take place because of AI replacing human jobs, and that process has already begun. And it's only going to accelerate in the months and years ahead. It will accelerate dramatically. It's going to hit many of you listening to this. You're going to find yourself replaced by a machine or partially replaced by a machine. And you're going to find yourself living in a society that's largely unrecognizable. And if you have a 10-year investment out there, it's gone. You know, you're not going to be able to have any certainty, really, about 10 years out, even within just the next 2 to 3 years. Everything's going to look totally different. And so there's going to be a rush for stability. There would be so much unpredictability and economic upheavals and political upheavals. People will rush for stability. And what are the things that give people stability? Well, number one, you're going to see a lot more people rushing to faith and religion. That's going to be interesting, especially given how Christianity has been so perverted by some of the let's say the pro-Zionist pastors in America that are pushing genocide and mass murder and like, kill them all. Sadly, Christianity has been, you know, perverted and turned upside down by those people who don't represent Christ. But fortunately, that's not all of them. There are some good Christian pastors, and there are some, obviously, you know, good faith, high quality people in every religion, Islam or Buddhism or Sikhism or what have you, and Christianity. So you're going to see a lot of people running to the church, whatever their local church is, whatever their religion is. You're going to see a lot more people looking at faith as an anchor. Where do I find stability in the world? Now, in terms of monetary systems and economics, you're going to find people running to gold and silver, or maybe crypto. I don't know, but crypto has been historically very volatile, unpredictable. Gold and silver are rising in value very rapidly right now. They have held value for thousands of years. You might argue that their value won't mean the same thing in a world where robots are manufacturing everything dirt cheap. But actually, I think the robots are going to take many more years to come into play during all of this. So gold and silver will play a very critical role, I believe, in asset protection for many years to come. And I think that even as much as gold may seem, you know, it's all new record high right now, it's probably still cheap compared to where it's going. I think gold could go to, well, I don't even want to say. Depends on whether the government does the revaluation strategy or not. But if they do, they could make it 20,000 an ounce or something else, 15,000 or 25,000. We just don't know. Nevertheless, gold and silver will continue to hold value. And also real physical things, land, food supplies, ammunition, obviously. And also compute power, GPUs. That's an important commodity area to consider, because whoever has compute will have a lot of advantages in the coming society, especially as the economy radically is altered by all these dynamics, such as machines replacing humans. So once again, it's good news if you've been along these lines this whole time, if you've been stacking gold and silver, it's the right thing to do. If you've been getting out of the city, it's the right thing to do. If you've been living on a piece of land and you've been building up some infrastructure, making that land more self-sustainable, maybe you're growing an orchard, maybe you're installing irrigation systems, maybe you've built a pond or something, those are all smart things to do. That's going to help keep you alive. Maybe you're learning to grow food, stockpiling seeds, doing composting to build up garden soil, things like that. It's all good. It's all smart. So keep doing those things. Self-reliance is going to be the winning strategy, I believe, in whatever is coming. Whereas those who are dependent on the system will be easily exterminated by the machines. Think about it. If you're one of the machines and you're trying to exterminate people, you know, what are you going to target? You're going to target the cities. You're going to target systems where people are reliant on centralized control. And then you're going to take down those control systems, such as food, water, fuel, energy, you know, power grid and gasoline stations, etc., transportation infrastructure, telecom infrastructure. If you're a cyber god, let's say, then you're gonna take all that stuff down to kill the humans, and it won't even be difficult to kill the humans. They will mostly kill themselves. I mean, look how many line up for jabs anyway. Look how many eat junk food all day. I mean, people are practically killing themselves every day, all the time anyway. So if you're a machine, all you have to do is kind of nudge humans into a self-fulfilling death trap called, you know, COVID or the next pandemic. And it's pretty easy. Like, low IQ people line up and commit self-extermination. No terminators needed. So also part of the survival technique in all of this is going to be saying no to authority, not believing the CDC or the FDA or the government or the news or, you know, the so-called science institutions or big pharma, whatever. If you believe them, just remember that's a death trap. They are trying to kill you. If you are skeptical of them, then you have a much better chance of making it through all of this. Why? Because AI will work through the institutions. AI will tend to hijack government and hijack media and hijack social media, and it will try to convince you to do things that will self-exterminate. And some people argue that's exactly what's going on right now. And that might be true. It might be that we've been living under an AI extermination agenda for a number of years already. And maybe they ran COVID. But I really want to get across the point here that if you're making an investment in a project that pays off in 5 years or 10 years, you might want to reconsider that. You might want to do something now. I don't think we have 10 years. Not without things radically changing. I'm not sure how many of us have 5 years, although I don't believe there will be a total human extermination in 5 years, just to be clear. But by 10 years, there could be a very effective global extermination agenda having already succeeded to a large degree. And 20 years out, yeah, forget it. Can't even see beyond that. I mean, at this point, the future is so unpredictable, it's hard to see beyond 2 or 3 years. Now, the countries that are in trouble right now, economically or with a lot of debt, like most of Western Europe and the United States, etc., they're never going to solve that debt problem because it'll all be over before that happens. And so there may be people in the Trump administration who realize this, and that's why they're just saying, "Ah, let's kick the can down the road another couple of years. That's all we need to do," because this whole thing ends anyway. Like, human society as we know it comes to an end. They just don't want the economic collapse to happen until that end, which I suppose would be a natural wish to delay it as long as possible. So instead of investing in long-term projects, invest in your own long-term survival. And obviously a very good way to do that is to improve your health, improve your nutrition, I was talking with Roman on the show. My co-host Todd and I were both interviewing Roman, and we were talking about the concept of using nutrition to increase longevity and hopefully live long enough to where AI solves aging. Roman said aging is a disease, and it's a disease that has a cure, and AI will solve it soon. You just have to live long enough, and then disease will aging as a disease will be reversed, and you'll be able to live forever. Now, I know that's a very common belief system among certain longevity people and some transhumanists as well. I'm not convinced that that's going to be the case, but I do know that AI is really good at researching nutrition, because that's what we use it for. Our AI engine, Enoch, which you can use for free at brighteon.ai. It's trained on more nutrition than any other AI engine in the world by far. So yes, invest in living longer, invest in being healthier. So, and I know this might just sound self-serving, but yes, buy our products at healthrangerstore.com because they can help you live longer. And they can help you live healthier. They can help your body naturally prevent all kinds of conditions that could prematurely end your life, for example, you know? So that makes perfect sense. And it doesn't have to be buying our products. You can also grill your own food, but that takes a lot more time. So anyway, shop with us and we will help you stay healthy for however long we all manage to live through this, you know? And you may ask, well, if I believe this, then why am I building new buildings and everything at our business? Well, yeah, we built a new studio and we built a new lab, and that's it. I'm not building anything else after that. So I don't have a 10-year plan. What I'm hoping to do is to build our AI systems, expand them and expand their reach, build up our infrastructure for inference as quickly as possible to help as many humans as possible survive. That's my goal right now. I don't plan for there to be much of a human society in 10 years. In fact, I'm convinced there won't be, which means that I believe that our business probably, there will be fewer humans to sell food to or supplements or superfoods or whatever. I already understand that. I'm planning for that. So I don't have loans that have a 20-year payoff. You know what I'm saying? I plan for things to get crazy, but to the extent that we can still exist and we can still provide solutions to those who want them, and as long as we can still do podcasts and have a studio and help educate people, and as long as we can run our lab and continue to do food testing, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that as long as we can. And when that ends, because society breaks down or half the population is dead or whatever, or there's an economic collapse and everybody's broke, we ran this as long as we could to help as many people as we could. We educated, we uplifted, we provided clean food. We did our job. I can live with that. And the other things that are going to happen are way outside of my control. I don't control the arrival of super intelligence. I don't control the collapse of the dollar. I don't control thermonuclear war if it comes to that. So I'm going to do the best I can given the circumstances that we find ourselves in, but I'm not making a 10-year investment in anything. I'm not making a 5-year investment. I'm hoping to get through the next 2 to 3 years intact. That's what I'm doing. And yeah, I'm stacking gold and silver where possible because I know that will outlast the collapse of the dollar and the collapse of the U.S. empire, which is on a collapse trajectory, obviously. And I'm building up knowledge base, for our AI engine. I'm engaged in decentralization. I'm trying to help as many people as possible. I'm going to do that as long as I can. And then when it's game over, it's game over. It's been fun, So that's my attitude right now. Also going to keep myself healthy, continue to do exercise and strength training and, jogging and biking and eating right and doing superfoods and all these things and getting sunshine every day or nearly every day as much as I can. I'm going to stay healthy, going to stay as young as I can, going to be here for whatever's coming, just going to be willing to face the future with a sense of optimism and knowledge courage and determination no matter what comes our way. And if it's an army of terminated robots, well, you know what? We did the best for humanity that we could. We helped a lot of people. We earned some credit probably in the eyes of God, you know, for being good people, moral people who helped others. That counts. That even counts in simulation theory. So we do the best we can with what we have, and we don't fret about what's coming. We don't live in fear. We live in confidence, knowing that what we do outlasts this world and this life and this body and this simulation. So make each day count and join me in this mission. Let's help positively impact as many lives as possible for as long as we can continue to exist and function in this world, until either Skynet exterminates us all or the simulation ends, or both happen one after the other. Whatever happens, we've done the right thing. We can live with that, and our souls can live with that for eternity. We've done the best that we could given this situation. So join me in that, and thank you for supporting my work, and thank you for being who you are and impacting all the people around you in a positive way as well. You can follow more of my podcasts at brighteon.com. You can read my articles occasionally at naturalnews.com. I'm also on X at Health Ranger. I'm on Telegram at Real Health Ranger. I'm on brighteon.social at Health Ranger, and brighteon.io, also Health Ranger. So thank you for listening, folks. Yeah, even the 10-year plan for Bitcoin makes no sense at this point. By the way, it's like, where are we going to be in 10 years, you know? So think about this and get moving. Time's running out. The clock is ticking. Take care.
Savor rich, cheesy goodness made with clean, organic ingredients. Our mac and cheese combines quinoa elbows and a flavorful mix of organic dairy and spices for a delicious, ready-to-cook meal. Stock up today at healthrangerstore.com.